Hello.
Hello, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Let me just check. Is this a recording or is this a real person?
No, I am a real person. My name is Mary.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. I didn't want to waste time talking to a recording. And is your survey based on state or region? Because I think this says this is from Pennsylvania. I'm no longer in Pennsylvania. I'm in Georgia.
Well, in this case, as I said, actually, there are a lot of things that we're going to discuss throughout the survey. So we can continue if you like.
Okay, I'm fine with it.
Okay, so let me ask you again. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one is housing rights. How important is this to you?
I'm sorry, who writes?
Housing.
What did you say?
Housing.
Oh, housing.
From housing,
oh,
yes.
Very important.
What number would you assign to this from 0 to 10?
And 10 is very important?
Yes, 10 is very important.
And this is just regarding just housing in general, that people can have shelter.
Yeah, I mean, housing rights, and then I will ask you about other issues, other, like, social issues, yes.
Okay, so I'll say 10.
10, thank you. Next one, abortion rights.
10.
10. Jobs and wages.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
Oh, guess everything's a 10. That's 10.
Don't worry, we still have a couple more to go. Democracy.
Okay. Oh, 10.
Student loan debt.
7.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
K-12 education.
8.
Climate change.
8.
Crime and violence.
9.
Voting rights.
10.
Immigration.
8.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in this 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
understand. Thank you. What is your race?
Black American.
Thank you very much. Okay. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
66.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College level.
And for college, will be associate degree or bachelor's degree?
Associate.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
6.
6. Thank you very much. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that Black community has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to their community.
Boy, that's a good one. I would say a 7.
7. Okay, thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first name is J.D. Benz.
Now, what is the, if I have a non-favorable opinion?
It will be from 0 to 10. 0 is very cold and unfavorable, and 10 is very warm and favorable.
So 0.
0, okay. Bob Casey.
'Can't remember who Bob Casey is. So, no opinion.
Okay. That's okay. Josh Shapiro.
I like Josh Shapiro. So, favorable.
Okay. What number would you assign to him? From 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you. Larry Krasner.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
John
Fetterman.
Six.
A 6? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And last name on for this question is Cheryl Parker.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. I know it is still a long way off, but it's the November 2024 election for president. We're held today. For whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but it's the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress. We're held today. For whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote.
Okay.
And I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, Does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Big difference. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. Okay, one, politicians don't keep their promises. Two, politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people. Three, the system is racist and not built to support black people. Fourth, there's not enough outreach to people like me. Fifth, the issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. Which ones would you select?
The system is not really built for black people.
Okay. Would you like to choose another one? You can choose up to three.
Yeah, you said a couple more.
Would you like me to read them again?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. First one, politicians don't keep their promises. Second, politicians don't...
Okay, that's one. Yes. Okay. They don't keep their promises.
Okay, the other three are, politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people. There's not enough outreach to people like me. The issues that matter to me are never on the agenda.
Okay, so the two that I said.
Okay.
Not built for black people, and they don't keep their promises.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
I don't necessarily agree or disagree.
Would you, okay, neither agree nor disagree. Would you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote will make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that applies to you. One, if there were black leadership or organizations that held the government accountable to the black community. Two, if I could get all government benefits like help with student loans, small business money, tax credits, and home utility discounts on one website or app. Three, if there was more transparency to track how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians. Fourth, if black people had more money and resources. Fifth, if there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods, for example, more polling places and mail-in voting.
I'm trying to think of the best way to answer this, because there should not be a black America and a white America. It's just one America. So it's hard to answer that. I don't like that it's separate to begin with.
Okay.
You said one. Can you repeat again? You said one that I thought sounded. Could you repeat it again? I'm sorry.
Yes, of course. Okay. Would you like me to read the five of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. One, if there were black leadership or organizations that held the government accountable to the black community. Two, if I could get all government benefits like help with student loans, small business money, tax credits, and home utility discounts on one website or app. Three, if there was more transparency to track how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians. Four, if black people have more money and resources. Five, if there was...
Go ahead.
Yeah. This is the last one. If there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods, for example, more polling places and mail-in voting.
The one about the seeing how my tax dollars are spent.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Below is a list of some policies that, if implemented, would empower black communities by ensuring our elected officials represent our community, experience, and priorities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each policy would motivate you or your people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the policy would strongly motivate you, 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. It's easy to doubt government promises, but our strength can secure resources. Governor Shapiro is offering 10.5 million in federal grants for small, diverse businesses affected by COVID-19. Grants range from $2,500 to $10,000. Stand with us. Our involvement is crucial. It's our duty to take advantage of these resources. So how much this statement will motivate you to vote?
Oh, how motivated would that be for me to vote? Oh, very motivated. So I guess a 10.
10. Okay, thank you. Sometimes it feels like politicians make promises they never keep, but we hold the power to demand accountability and push for change in our communities. Major Sherelle Parker, $6.3 billion budget is a step forward, funding more police officers, greater streets, improved public transit, and cleaner neighborhoods. We're not just voting, but we are keeping receipts. If politicians don't follow through, we'll show them the door. How much this statement motivates you to vote?
That one again, a 10.
10, okay, thank you. They want us to believe nothing gets better so we don't vote, but we can hold our leaders accountable and demand real changes. This year, the Pennsylvania Senate Democrats took a big step forward passing key police reform bills. Senate Bill 459 require police to maintain detailed records of use of force incidents. Our community's future is at stake. If they don't step up, we'll vote them out and find someone who will. How much does it motivate you to vote?
10.
Thank you. No matter what party is in control, sometimes life does not get better for many of us in the Black community. But as Nipsey Hussle say, sometimes you have to take 2 steps back to take 10 forward. Change can take a long time, but it does happen. Our votes are on leverage. If they don't deliver for our communities, we'll make sure they're out of job. How much motivated is this for you to vote?
You said your name is Marie?
Mary, yes.
Mary?
Yes.
Did you say Nipsey Russell or Nipsey Hussle?
Hussle.
Oh, Nipsey Hussle, really?
Yes.
Okay. And yes. You said our community?
I'm just reading.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. That sounds pretty motivational. I'll give it an 8.
Okay, thank you. I know there are some statements that are like in first person, but I'm just reading. I know it might sound weird, but I'm just reading. Thank you for your responses so far. Now I'm going to ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their mind and that's perfectly okay. So please answer based on how you feel right now, okay?
Okay.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I think I said 6 before, right? I still feel 6.
To be honest, I don't remember, but again, here is the rate that matters is how you feel right now, up to this moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So would you give him, give it a 6 again?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
7.
Thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
Extremely likely to vote. I'm extremely likely to vote.
Okay, so would you say 10, right?
Yes, 10.
Okay, thank you. Okay, do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual, straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, on married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And how would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$200,000.
Okay. Perfect. And what is your present religion, if any?
Baptist.
Sorry?
Baptist.
Okay, all right. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Maybe 3 or 4 times a year.
Okay. Thank you. With that, we conclude our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. You have a good day, too.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.